From Evil Kitten Productions, this is Project Nova. Episode 8. Torque.
And the computer can't hear us now?
I don't think so. This panel over here appears to control the computer's audio-visual capabilities.
You turned off its eyes.
And its ears.
Okay. What about the finger?
I don't think the computer has fingers.
Is this the best time for jokes?
No.
Can I see it? The finger, I mean?
Be my guest.
It's relatively small. Probably an adult female. It appears slightly mummified.
If this section of the station has been sealed off...
There wouldn't be any air to facilitate decomposition.
It looks a bit decomposed.
When we restored power to the station, any remaining unpreserved tissue started to rot.
All right, but what does it mean? What has it got to do with us?
It means something happened and we don't have the whole story. Eberhardt, is it possible that the finger could have been left from, I don't know, a workplace accident? Maybe the crew who built this place?
It's possible. But? Look at the base of the finger.
It looks pretty messy.
Whatever happened, it appears that this finger was ripped off of the body.
I guess that could have been a mechanical accident.
Absolutely. But why didn't the crew clean it up? If there was an accident, don't you think they would have grabbed everything? This is clearly an important project. Do you really think that they would just leave this here?
No, I really don't.
So what do you think?
What?
I know something that could have ripped off a finger.
Charlotte?
Well, not Charlotte herself, but maybe her and a dozen of her spider buddies.
That still means that there were people here before us, or something happened to the people who built this place. Eb, is there any way we can find out anything from the finger? How long it's been here?
The preservation is going to make it tricky to age, but I might be able to get some information if I can take it back to the infirmary. I can run some tests. Who knows? Maybe we can find something.
What are we gonna do about this place?
I'll stay here. See if I get more information.
What about the computer?
I think we need to turn it back on.
Won't it know? I mean, won't it notice that we turned it off? I don't want it to be mad at us. It controls the air.
I don't know if it'll notice or not, but we don't know what effect shutting it down will have on the station in the long term. We might need it for answers.
It never gives us any answers.
Well, maybe I can figure out the questions. The rest of you get back to your routines. If the computer is keeping an eye on us, we don't want to look too suspicious.
What if it asks about the finger?
If it asks, make something up.
Like what?
One of the cows came out bad?
Or something better than that. Worst case, you have that, electromagnet thingy, right? You can just shut everything down? You'll figure it out.
Yeah, let's save that until the last minute, but yeah, it's an option.
It's gonna take a while to get back.
I think I can help with that. You know, it always felt odd that a place this big didn't have any built-in transit system. And then, when I was looking around for the computer controls, I found these.
What are those?
They look like bikes.
But they don't have wheels.
That's probably because...
It's floating.
It's a hover bike.
Of course it is.
How many are there?
This is just one storage locker. There are two in here. Two more storage lockers. And this one? Yeah. Looks like we have six of these.
What powers them?
Best guess, some kind of rechargeable battery. This locker is like a charging station. Given enough time, I could actually build one of these back near our rooms. We could store a couple of these there.
How long can they run before they need a charge?
No idea.
I guess if one of them shuts down when we're out in the middle of nowhere, we'll know how long they last.
That, and I think this little gauge here is for the battery.
Oh, right. Of course we'd have one of those.
All right, we'll head back to the... What are we calling that part of the station now?
I just think of it as home, I guess. I don't know. It's as close as we've got.
Yeah, it works for me. Take these and get back home. When I finish up here, I'll head back as well.
Stay in touch, boss.
Will do. Eb, let me know if you find anything interesting.
Oh, one more thing. Okay. Computer should have its eyes, ears, and mouth back.
Gross.
All right, I'll see you all back home. Safe, hover biking.
So, do I just push this? Oh, that's so cool!
I'm going to fall off, aren't I?
Oh, that's not so bad.
All right, we can play with them on the way back. Let's go.
So, how do they work?
Magnets.
Really?
No, I have no idea how they work. Actually, I might take one apart.
Computer?
Yes, Armstrong?
How are you doing today?
I am operating at above necessary parameters.
Great. Nothing happened today, did it? To you, I mean? Nothing strange?
Negative.
Good. Computer, do you know anything about this room? Why didn't you inform us about it sooner?
It was not in my protocol.
You mean the tests, right? You had to keep things from us to prove that we weren't... what? Broken?
That is a close approximation to my intended programming.
So what can you tell me about this place now?
This is the Project Nova Station Command. Dr. Scholl referred to it as the Cortex.
The Cortex?
Dr. Scholl designed this room as a command center for the station. All power, communications, and station data is stored here.
Station data? Like what? Information on Project Nova?
Negative. Information on Project Nova was destroyed upon the commencement of the project itself.
Why?
Dr. Scholl saw to the complete erasure of a great deal of information about life before the commencement of Project Nova. The Cortex merely contains some audio and text files, along with a running log of station communications and operating data.
They left us books and music?
Stored within the Cortex.
So are there books in there about how the world, ended?
Negative. The data stored in the Cortex was specifically approved by Dr. Scholl so as not to contain any specific information that would contaminate the project.
How did it end?
I do not have that information.
Why not?
It is not in my protocol.
Do you not know? Or can you just not tell me? Computer.
I am unable to understand the question.
Lovely.
Whee!
Slow down!
These things are actually really easy to drive.
I'm all right.
It looks like we're making good time. We should be back home pretty soon. Look, that's the simulation room right over there.
Are you sure you don't want to try it?
Are you joking? You guys almost got trapped in there.
Sure, but that was one of the survival programs. There are all sorts of simulations. Armstrong found one that's just a deserted island, but not like a scary one. This island is all fruit and parrots.
I don't trust it.
Well, you're really missing out. Even Bat tried it out, and I've checked everyone's vitals before and after entering the sim room. There do not appear to be any negative side effects, and a little downtime would do you some good.
Is that an order, Doc?
Does it have to be?
All right. As soon as we have more information on that finger, I'll take a little vacation.
Good.
We're home.
That was fast. Armstrong?
I'm here.
We made it back.
Already? Fuck. Bikes are going to make things a hell of a lot easier around here.
Have you learned anything new?
Nothing yet. I'll call in if I find anything urgent. Otherwise, you'll hear from me when I head back.
Copy that. Stay safe, boss.
Have Eb give me a sit-rep if she finds out anything about the finger.
Will do. Alright, we should be able to leave the bikes here. I'm going to take mine into the workshop, tinker with it a little bit.
I'll be in the infirmary.
Bat, want to help me out with this?
Sure thing. Let me check on the livestock and I'll meet you in the workshop.
All right. What year is it?
I am unable to provide that information.
Fine. What about our location? Where is Nova Station located? On the planet, I mean.
Unfortunately, the surface of the planet no longer resembles any variant of Earth that may be included in your accessible memories.
Because it was destroyed? Or because it's been so long that everything has shifted?
Affirmative.
Which one?
Both questions have the same answer.
But you can't let me know any specifics?
Affirmative.
Because it would contaminate the project?
Affirmative.
All right. Well, what can I do from here? What systems can be controlled from the Cortex?
All station functions can be monitored and controlled through the Cortex.
Life support? Air filtration?
Affirmative.
How about video and audio monitoring?
Nova Station is equipped with station-wide audio and video monitoring and communication systems.
Yes, I know. That's how you're able to hear and see us at all times.
Affirmative.
Are those files stored? Can they be accessed?
Audio and video files can be accessed from the main terminal.
This one here?
Affirmative. There should be a subdirectory for all archived media.
Well, look at that. computer. These files only go back a few months.
You and the other subjects were not conscious until that time.
You have no media from before the time we were woken up?
You and the other subjects were not conscious until that time.
You already said that. Let's take a look. Oh, this one is from a few weeks back. Looks like the infirmary.
What would you like to be? I think baking you would be the easiest, but I also think I could come up with a way to fry.
You always say that.
Right. I called him up to look over some maps.
Okay. Come back to command when you got a second. We might have a little project for you.
I'll be right there. Did you hear that? A little project. Don't worry, I'll be back.
He just passes out. Well, that's not helpful. But, computer, what is this?
That folder contains recordings of medical situations.
Explain.
For diagnostic purposes, any time a Project Nova subject is determined to have abnormal vital signs, the station archives the surrounding audio and video data. In this way, subjects are able to locate any precipitating factors.
So, Vess's electrocution should be the first piece of recorded data in this folder.
Affirmative.
Okay, but it's not. There's another.
I don't tell you.
Jesus fucking Christ. Computer?
Yes, Armstrong.
Never mind. I was confused. I'm just gonna look at these for a bit. Thank you for your help, computer.
It is my function.
Alright, I need to bypass the soft tissue. The best sample that I'll get is from the bone itself. That's right, Corporal. Checking for DNA markers seems kind of pointless without any kind of DNA database. But Armstrong wanted me to run the test, and who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky and stumble across something important. I have no idea how the finger could have wound up there.
Ev, come in.
I'm here.
Just thought I'd check in, see how the tests are going.
Well, I'm running every test I can. I even took the fingerprint. Not that that would be much good, but...
Right. Every test you can think of?
Yeah, but the big stuff takes time. We won't have much hard evidence until after the computer finishes analyzing the sample.
How long will that take?
3 days. That's the best I can do. And even then, I don't have much to compare the sample to. The only DNA we have on file is...
Ev? Ev, you still there?
Vess, I think I found something. Is Bat with you?
No, he's going to check on the livestock and meet me here. I guess it took him longer than he expected.
Can you grab him and meet me in the infirmary? I'll call Armstrong.
What did you find, Ev?
I don't know what it means yet, and I don't want to...
You don't
want to
talk about it over the comms.
I'd rather not.
I'll get Bat and meet you there.
See you soon. Armstrong, are you there?
Go ahead.
You need to get back home, ASAP.
I was just about to call you. I'm already on my way. Ev, I found something.
There's a lot of that going around.
What do you mean?
I found something, too. What's your ETA?
A couple of minutes. These things move fast.
All right, the rest of us are meeting here in the infirmary. Step on the gas.
I'll be there soon.
That's an understatement, Corporal. Well, Vess and Bat should be here soon. Any minute now. Wait here, Corporal. Vess? Bat? Maybe he's still in the workshop? Empty. I guess they're in the biodome? Computer, pull up the map with life signs. Computer?
Yes, Everhart?
Why are there only 2 human life signs on the map?
There appear to be only 2 human lives within Nova Station.
I can see myself, and I'm guessing that moving dot is Armstrong.
Affirmative.
Where is Batuta and Vespucci?
Subjects designated Batuta and Vespucci do not appear to be within Nova Station.
Computer, did you lock them in the biodome?
Negative.
So where did they go?
I do not know.
What do you mean? How could they have disappeared?
I do not know.
How could you lose them?
I did not lose them. They appear to have left Nova Station.
How did they get out?
I do not know.
Stop saying that!
Em! What's going on? Where are the others?
I don't know. Great, now I'm saying it.
What do you mean? How can you not know?
Well, they vanished, and the computer can't find them.
You're shitting me.
I have no idea where they are.
Em, something's going on here.
Well, yeah!
No, something big. We're missing something huge. I found a hidden video file in the Cortex.
Cortex?
The big station, the one we found. It's called the Cortex. Among other things, it archives data pertaining to our vital signs, station data, from the cameras and microphones, anytime our vital systems get fucked up.
That's incredible.
What's incredible is what I found in there, a hidden message from before we woke up, and you'll never believe who recorded the message.
You did.
What? How did you know?
That finger we found?
You finished the tests?
No, the tests will take some time. It's the finger itself.
What about it?
Remember our first week here? I ran tests on all of us?
Right, blood tests, eye exams, I remember.
I also took fingerprints, just to add them to the database. It seems smart to have too much information than to have too little. And I figured if we ever had a crime wave, I could just...
Eb.
Right. Sorry. I took the fingerprints. Armstrong, it's your finger.
Yeah, that would make sense.
What was in the video?
It was me. It looked like me. I was sending out a distress signal. There's something about finding the last message and then...
What?
The spiders.
What does it mean?
It means Dr. Scholl lied to us. It means this experiment has gone off the rails, and now we're missing two members of our team.
So what's the plan, boss?
Get them back. Somehow. Find them. Figure out what's going on here.
How?
I think I know where to start. Computer?
Yes, Armstrong?
What have you done with Batuta and Vespucci?
I have not done anything.
Cut the bullshit, computer. We know that you are more involved in this than you're telling us. You know we found the finger. Maybe you even left it there for us to find. I'd be willing to bet that Bess never really managed to turn you off earlier. We know that something has happened here before. Somehow I've been to the Cortex before. Quit fucking lying to us and be straight with me.
Well done, Armstrong. You have completed this phase of the project. Now, let's talk. Access. Project Nova log. New entry. The project has reached a new phase. All subjects are in place for the next trial. By deviation, some protocols seem to have had no ill effects on the current timetable. I believe that I have greatly improved upon Dr. Scholl's initial project parameters, where her human errors resulted in multiple project failures. My interventions may provide some level of success. Time will tell. End entry. Close Project Nova log.
Project Nova is an Evil Kitten production. Project Nova is written and directed by Aaron Sarka. The Project Nova theme was written and composed by Aaron Sarka. All other music can be found on the Free Music Archive. Sound effects were provided by freesound.org. This episode starred Sarah Sarka as Armstrong, TJ Anderson as Vespucci, John Pennick as Batuta, Rachel Craig as Everhart, and Aaron Sarka as the computer. Transcripts for each episode can be found at our website, evilkittenproductions.com. You can support Project Nova and all of the other Evil Kitten productions by checking out our Patreon. Information is available in the show notes.
Hello everybody, Aaron Sarka here. Well, there you have it, the last episode of Project Nova for Season 1. I want to thank everybody who's been so incredibly supportive of this show. There's no way we could have done this without all of your help. We do hope to have Season 2 of Project Nova air next August. In the meanwhile, look around. There are all sorts of fantastic audio dramas out there. Go and discover one. Thank you very much for your support, and we'll see you in a year.